Let's look.
I should do something, is it?
No, it's just
a motion. Oh. So I have to behave. It's a very big schus to learn these Torahs together. And I always feel that I'm always worried that it's so hard for me to explain them properly, to understand Kodem Kol, and to explain. And that there shouldn't be clearly any kapeda from these tzaddikim. The Torahs are very, very hard. We try to get out whatever we can. And as I say all the time, especially when I'm giving Shiur and Rav Kook, that everything is al derech efsher. I'm not saying that this is it. I'm saying that it's an attempt to try to understand what these tzaddikim are saying. But from that alone, there's a lot that we can gain. We're going to see how the Torah developed from the Zayde, from the grandfather, the holy Meir Shiloach, to the Einikel, to his fiery, fiery grandson, the Tchelis, the Radzina, the holy Radzina of Geshen Hanachu. It's a very gifted family. I don't know what else to say. Such people. So, on the top you have, where it says Parashat Nitzavim, it's the old print of the Meir Shiloach, so there's some writing, I don't know if it came out of the, no, a little bit, writing that was from one of the descendants, who we'll be hearing from also Mr. Shah. The Torah is based, this Torah, from the grandfather, from the Meir Shiloach, and from his grandson, the Sayyid Yeshar of Geshen Hanach, is based upon a pasuk in Mishlei, in Perek Lamed, where it says there in Mishlei, Shloisha Hema Nifla Umimeni. Shloisha Hema Nifla Umimeni. There are three things, Shlomo Melech says, She Nifla Umimeni, that are too wondrous for me. Nifla Umimeni, they're beyond me. Va'arba lo yida'atim. And there are four that I don't know. Mysteries that I don't know. What are they? So Shlomo Melech says, Derech ha-nesher ba-shamayim, the way of the eagle in Shemayim, in heaven. Derech nochash aleitzor, the way of the snake as it makes its way across the rocks. But the one that we're not up to, the one that we're going to be talking about yet, Derech aniyobalev yom, the derech, the path of a boat as it sails through the ocean. And the final one that we're going to be talking about now, Derech gever ba'alma, and the way of a man with a young woman. So on this, the Meir Shiloach brings the pasuk, Atem Yitzav Mayam Kulcha, where the Torah in this parasha presents all of the madregas of Klal Yisrael, from the highest and greatest Jew, Reisheichem, Shefteichem, the greatest people, all the way down to Choy Tevetzecha, Shoy Memecha, to the smallest little Jew. Choy Tevetzecha, Shoy Memecha. Al Zeh Omer Shlomo HaMelech Al Bashom Derech Gever Ba'alma. And regarding this, Shlomo HaMelech said, it's the way, it's a Pella, the way of the Gever, of the man, Ba'alma, the young girl. Haynu k'inyin yiftach. What does this mean? So the Ishbitzer says, Haynu k'inyin yiftach sh'omru chazal, yiftach b'dar k'shmul b'dar. So everybody knows that yiftach couldn't be compared to Shmuel HaNavi. The Shofet yiftach couldn't be compared to Shmuel HaNavi. There's a terrible hast upon him. There's a terrible change in the quality of leadership from a person like Shmuel HaNavi to yiftach. Amish, a world apart, and yet Chazal equate them by saying Yiftach b'dor k'shmul b'dor, that in his generation Yiftach was the Gadol Hador and Shmuel Navi was the Gadol in his generation. So each generation. Biyazeh, ki yiftach hishlim ba'olamo, kol ma shiratza Hashem yisbarach mimenu, ki shmuel b'doyrei. This is the mystery. That somehow a person who, if we look at that person in terms of the mitzias of who he was, we can't understand how he would somehow be able to bring the generation to what it had to be brought to. But yiftach hishlim ba'olamo, kol ma shiratza Hashem yisbarach mimenu, ki shmuel b'doyrei. That Yiftach was mashlim, what he had to do. He accomplished what needed to be accomplished in his generation. And what Hashem's Baruch expected and asked from that generation, Kishmul b'doyre, like Shmuel in his generation. And regarding this strange hanhag of the world, Shlomo Melech was wondering. V'omar shloi shahem aniflu meni v'arba lo yedati derech gever ba'alma. What does that mean, derech gever ba'alma? Hainu ha-muvchar b'Yisrael. The gever means the muvchar b'Yisrael, the most choshev, Shmuel Hanavi. Derech gever. A gever means, not stam, means a gaver rabbi, a choshev, a person. Derech gever ba'alma hainu ha-muvchar b'Yisrael, k'moy shehu mashlim rotzen Hashem Yisbarach, that the same way that great person, the gever, the muvchar b'Yisrael, is mashlim rotzen Hashem Yisbarach, is being mashlim the rotzen of Hashem Yisbarach, k'moy chein ba'alma, so it is even with the little girl, the alma, hainu ha-katan, Hakotin b'Yisrael, the smallest little Jew. V'zeh perish atem nitzavim, and this is the meaning of atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Haynu, the Torah is saying to every Jew in every generation, you should know she'atem mekusharim or mekusha mekusharim b'Hashem Yisbarach, that every single Jew is mekusha to me, is bound to me, is attached to me. Rei Sheichem, Hainu Madrega Gedoyla. From the highest Jew, Rei Sheichem, from the Gever, from the Shmuel Hanavis, from the biggest people, Ad Shoyev Meimecha, all the way down to the water carrier, Shu Madrega Ktana, which is the Alma, the little girl, the Madrega Ktana. Kulchem Atem Mekusharim B'Hashem Yisbarach. All of you, from the gever to the alma, and everything in between, each one according to the effort that you make to be mekayim my will at that time that you were sent into the world, you should know the Baruch Shalom says that I have a gevaldige nachas ruach from that. You're all standing before me. Choytev etzelcha is haynu mishiyesh lo yir pchusa. Choytev means fear, to be frightened. Choytev etzach. Haynu mishiyesh lo yir pchusa, from a Jew who has a yir pchusa, who's a person whose yira is not, whose fear is not a high level of yira. It's a yir pchusa. He's afraid, but his fear is not a true fear of Hashem the way it should be. And shoev meimecha, mayim, water, always means chesed, means ahava. Haynu ahava pchusa. Even those whose love for me is very, very small. I have a pchus. From Rosh Hashem, Shifteichem, the Choytev Etzecha, Shoyiv Memecha, from those who have an Ahava, who understand what it means to love God in that way of a gever, of greatness, all the way down to the smallest little Jew who's trying to love me in the way of a Shoyiv Memecha. That's what the Zaydi says, the Ishbet says. Now to the grandson, to the Enikel of Gershon Hanach. In Soyd Yesharim, Parshas Netzavim. At Mitzav Mayom, Vezeh Shoma, HaKosuv, Shloi Shahim, Niflim, Meni, V'Arba, Le'idatim, Derech Gever, Ba'alma. much of the Torah of the Beis Yaakov, the son of the Meshulach, and the grandson, the Radzina, the Said Yisharim, to explain, to expand the Torah of the Meshulach. Dia kvayd Adoni Zikeni Mori Rabbi, Rabbi Tzadik Agoyin HaKadosh, Derech Gever Ba'alma, is my grandfather taught, Derech Gever Ba'alma, the deeper meaning of this Derech Gever Ba'alma, that's a pella. Hainu Hamuvcha Shabi Yisrael, the greatest Jew, K'moyishu Mashlim Ritzayin Hashem Yisbarach, that great person is Mashlim Ritzayin Hashem, meaning he is accomplishing what God wants him to accomplish. He's mashlim. He's finishing that job, completing what God wanted him to do. K'may chen ba'alma. So with the alma, ha'inu ha'katan should be yourself. The alma means the little girl, ha'katan should be yourself. The smallest little Jew that's trying his best. Ve'inyin hu. So that's the teaching that we learned from the Meshilah. So the Redzina says, ve'inyin hu. Kibazu asidra. In this parasha in Nitzavim, before Rosh Hashanah, Kibazu Asidra Ksiv HaSeder HaMuvcher Mibreishis Hezgalus Ar Hashem. In this parasha there is revealed the highest, the Seder HaMuvcher Mibreishis Hezgalus Ar Hashem, the highest level of Hezgalus Ar Hashem, of Hashem's light being revealed. Ad Hislabshus Madrega Tachtainer, to the lowest and lowest and most difficult state of Hester Panim of Hashem being hidden. That's the deeper meaning of from Roisheichem all the way till Shoev Meimecha. From the highest level of his Galus Hashem, of his Galus Hashem, to the lowest time of Hester Panim Hashem. Vasidru hu chomesh keneged chomesh. And this parasha, therefore, Atamitzov Mayom Kulchem, is written in such a way of Chamesh Keneged Chamesh. If you align them up, Reishechem corresponds to Tapchem. In other words, we're not going to go through it now, but the highest Madregas across, picture them across from the lower Madregas. And this model of Chamesh Keneged Chamesh, you could guess where this comes from. The Zohar Kodesh teaches us, Chamesh Keneged Chamesh is Hasedu Hasedu Hamuvcha Kedisa B'Zohar Kodesh Pinchas Shal Haluchas Gamken Hayakosuv Kesedu Hazeh Chamesh L'Kabel Chamesh. The way that the Luchais were written was Chamesh Keneged Chamesh, five opposite five. And so if you line them up, five on one side, five across on the other side, and you are able to understand. One can this the first one connect the first one on the other side. The second connect the second on the other side. Now the Zohar Kodesh tells us that the Aseres Hadibris on the Luchais, that the Aseres Hadibris was the Seder of the 10 spheres. That means that on the first side is from Keser to Gvura. The first five is from Keser to Gvura. And on the second side is from Teferis to Malchus. That's what the Zohar says. I'm not going to the Kabbalah, but that's the Inyan of Chamesh Keneged Chamesh. That's what it says in the Zohar. But the Rebbe explains L'inyanein. V'inyan ki Chamesh u'mitzad Hashem Yisbarach. Chamesh Keneged Chamesh means the first five. The first five. The first side of the Luchais. The first five means when the Rebbein Shalom's light is unleashed into our lives. It's that Hashem Yisbarach makes his presence known and clear. From Anochi Hashem Lekecha, Lo Yilecha, and so on. Bli Shum Levush, without any garment, without any covering. The second side of the Luchais is V'chamish Mitzad HaAdam. The five mitzvah adam, where we're already talking about don't do this, don't do that. I was struggling with very base things like stealing and killing and adultery. Hainu mashnis alim ha'or. The second side of the Luchais are talking about when God's light is hidden from us, what happens to us, what could happen to us, what we have to struggle with when we don't see the first side of the Luchais, when we don't see the Anoichi, the Liyilucha, the Shabbos, and so on. Because when Hashem's light of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, when that's clear, when that's revealed, then it's obvious and clear that there is nothing but God. There's no koach in the world except Hashem. Therefore, the one across the other side, don't kill, is absurd. There's no need to say don't kill. When Anoich Hashem Elokecha is obvious, is clear, then the Rebbe says, there's no mokum, there's no need for there to be a maimer light here. It's don't kill. Since Anoich Hashem Elokecha means that there's no koach chutz from Hashem, everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, im kein, mi yemayit chas v'shalom ritzayin Hashem Ezbarach. She is shaykh loymel etitzah. Who's going to contend with that light? Who is going to try to somehow diminish that obvious truth that each person is created by Tzelem Lakim to kill? It's ridiculous. It's absurd. So what's the inyan of the second side of the Luchais? So the Rebbe explains. This is what the Zohar is teaching us. Elamach mishe zois ha-pehirus me-ha-maim ra-necha Hashem ha-yemuchrech le-his-alei. The Baruch Shalom created a world of free choice. And because of that, the behirus, that clarity that comes with Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that clarity of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, hayimuchach lehis alem, it had to disappear. It had to be taken from us. The Emes says we couldn't even bear it. Mach mashein b'koich adam lamay tomid b'behirus, because we're human. And a human being cannot live consistently without behirus, with that powerful clarity of that truth, that Anoich Hashem Elokecha, or else he's not human. That's by Malachim, that's not by human beings. Therefore the Zohar Kodesh says, the way that Hashem conducts this world is called Mati V'loy Mati. Mati V'loy Mati means touching and not touching. He touches us with his presence, Anoich Hashem Elokecha. We get a sudden burst of that reality, and you and I feel excited about it, but then it's loy mati. Then it disappears. We can't hold on to it. And then suddenly, like, the lights are out, and we don't get it. And we don't hear him, and we don't see him. Ukidachsiv, v'chayis rotzav v'shoy, which is the seder in chassidus that's always referred to as rotzav v'shoy, running and returning. Running and returning. That when it's clear, we run to Hashem. But then it's unclear, and we return to who we are. Because a human being can't stand consistently in that behirus, in that or of Anoich Hashem Elokecha. And if there'd be another second of rotzoi, of that clarity, of that light, of that energy, we wouldn't be able to exist as human beings. Therefore, it must be that the light is hidden. Kadesh yakoyach havayi la'odam, so that man will have the koach to exist, and a reason to exist, and a reason to find, and a reason to persevere, and to try to sort out things and find meaning in his life, to be able to find that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, despite the urge that he has to kill, to steal, to do other things. When the Anochi is hidden, then there's a reason to instruct man, don't kill. When the Anochi is obvious, what? Don't kill. But when the Anochi is not clear, when the Anochi slips away from us, then we need Leitirzach. We need Lavin. We need restrictions and prohibitions. We need
both Zohar and Shoma. We need Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Ki achishin es alim ha'or. Because when the obvious, powerful light of Anoich Hashem Elokecha is in misalim, is hidden. What's the whole Torah Shebalpeh is to try to help us out when we don't see
And we don't see that light. That's why we were in the dark. There's no Talmud Bavli. That's the Talmud Bavli. When it wasn't clear. When we were in Galus. When there's no Beis HaMikdash. When there's no Nevuah. Bechinas Loimati. When Hashem is not touching us. Loimati. When we don't feel His, when we don't feel His presence. As Nasim Kol Mitzvah Sasei, he says an amazing thing. The Nasim Kol Mitzvah Sasei, Loi Sasei. Then for every mitzvah Sasei, that's on the column of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, where it's clear, just do this, because it's all clear. It's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. There is on the other side of the Luchais, that column of man who's confused, of man who doesn't understand, of a human being who doesn't see the Anochi in his life, there needs to be a corresponding low. Don't do this. Don't kill. Don't steal. So on the positive side, doesn't just mean the Luchas, all 650 commandments. On the positive side, there's a mitzvah to say, if I have to rech kamach, to love every Jew. Like yourself. Because when Hashem is baruch reveals to us the sheirish of who we are, that means that we're all mamish, the children of one father. We're all limbs and organs of the same body. Then it's obvious and clear that there's no difference between me and the other Jew, and it doesn't make a difference to me whether he looks like this, or he looks like that, or he wears this hat or that yarmulke, or he doesn't wear yarmulke, he does wear yarmulke. It's clear when that or of anochi of ahavlecha kamoicha of the mitzvah saseh, when that or is flowing into our lives, then there's no inyan that we have to be told. Don't hate another Jew. It's narishkeit. The same way you don't have to tell the right hand not to hate the left hand. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. Let's do a little bit more. Va'ozurak mitzvah saseh. So when it's clear, all you need is the mitzvah saseh. When it's clear, you just need the mitzvah saseh. Ach be'eish ne'elam. It's the same thing with the family. It's the same thing in the classroom. Ach be'eish ne'elam he'adam hasheirish. However, when the sheirish, when the root is hidden, when that light is hidden, when the first side of the luchais, when the anochi Hashem Elokecha, when that's hidden, as nas the mitzvahs lois esay, then we need to have the mitzvahs lois esay. Leisisna achicha b'lvavecha. Don't hate another Jew. V'chein hu kol haseidah mikol haseres hadibris. She'ek suvim chomesh k'neged chomesh, which, as you know, the Aseres HaDibros have really all 613 mitzvahs. But it's a seder of chomesh k'neged chomesh, which is the seder of Parshas Nitzavim. Reishechem, Shifteichem, Ahayir, and then Choyte Veitzecha, Shoyim Hemecha, Tabchem, Neshechem, and so on. Higher, lower, higher, lower. Yes, no, and so on. Chomesh k'sum, chomesh k'neged chomesh, haynu esgalus ha'or mitzad Hashem esbar. When there's the Hizgalus Sa'or Mitzad Hashem, the Gam HaHelem Shu Mitzad Odom, but then the concealment that's Mitzad Odom. Hashem is Megala Or, but then we don't get it. And there's a Helem. There's a Helem. There's what we don't understand, what we don't see. B'chein B'zua Sidra, and in this parish of Nitzavim, Shu Moina Kol HaSeder Me'abiruin Shel Yisrael, Maral Hem Hashem Esbach Atem Mitzavim V'nei Hashem Reishechem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this parasha is bringing out, is giving himself over to all the madregas of Jews that could ever be. And he says, At mitzav l'fnei Hashem. All of you, At mitzav l'fnei Hashem. All of you are aligned and set up l'fnei Hashem. Every Jew. Reishechem, Hainu, Shekol prat mi Yisrael oimed l'noichach Hashem Yisbaruch. Every single Jew is oimed l'noichach Hashem Yisbaruch, stands in God's presence, and there are moments in his life where he's mekabel or Hashem Yisbaruch, where he's mekabel or Hashem Yisbaruch, and Hashem Yisbaruch is involved in his life and is every second upon him. At the nitzav hayom, every single Jew is nitzav, is in this, stands kivyochel before Hashem. Ad shayev memecha. Reishechem, all the way down to Shoyev Meimech, to the little water, the one who's drawing water. Hainu Shafilo Akotin Shiv Yisrael. Hainu, that means that even the littlest Jew,
HaKadon Shebi Yisrael, the Alma, Hu Mekabel Me'Hashem Yisbaruch Atzmoi, he's receiving Me'Hashem Yisbaruch Atzmoi. He's not receiving the Orv Hashem by way of all kinds of intermediaries, Chalila. He's Nitzav Lefnei Hashem, Atem Mitzav Lefnei Hashem, Atem Mitzav Mayom Kuchem Lefnei Hashem. He stands in God's presence. And he's Mekabel Me'Hashem Yisbaruch Atzmoi, K'mo Mubcha Shebi Yisrael, the same way that the greatest Jew is standing in God's presence. Even Belavusha Tachton, meaning that there are those Jews that they're able to stand longer in God's presence, and they're able to experience more clarity, and they're able to be in that place of Anoche Hashem Lekecha, and there are others who can't. They're not able to. And therefore there are the Levushim, there are the coverings, the concealments. But Mikomakom Gamba Levusha Tachton, nevertheless, even by the Levush HaTachtayin, even in the life of the one who is most covered, Nimtzer Ritzayin Hashem Yisbarach, the Ratzon of Hashem, the will of Hashem, the love of Hashem, the commitment of Hashem to that person, the Hizgalus of Hashem, is Kemoy Bahar Rosh, is like by the Rosh, is the same as by the Rosh. Ve'ein Shum Hefresh Klal, and there's no difference at all. B'zein Yishakosev Lo'avrucha B'vris Hashem. La'avrucha bevis Hashem, and this is why the Torah says la'avrucha bevis Hashem. It's a fascinating lashon, la'avrucha bevis Hashem, to bring us over into the bris of Hashem. Hainu, what does this mean? La'avrucha bevis Hashem. Hainu shehadam oyver bebris. Why is it oyver bebris? Umekasha atzmai ad l'reishis harotzen ha'elyon. The tachlis kavanas habriyah, that every single Jew crosses over from his side of the luchais to the other side of the luchais. He has the ability on his level, because he might not be Rosh Shechem, so he's more frightened. But on his level, he's able to climb out of the levushim of that he's in, the hestapadim of his life, and he's able to cross over to the other side of the luchais and to experience elokus, to have a relationship with God. And in that place, he's able to go from being on the bottom, and he's able to come into contact with the Reishis, with the highest Hizgalus of Tachlis Kavanas Abriya, of why the Baruch Hashem created this world, of why he was created. To go from the lowest to the highest, Hein Galti Eschem Achris Kireishis. Visham Makir HaAdam, and on his level, that person is Yiftach Bedar or Shmuel Bedar. On his level, Shom makir adam sha'arotzen mi'briyas oilam nimtze gam b'madreig haktana. And in his level, it becomes clear to him that even though I'm not the Rambam, I'm not Chassam Sofer, I'm not the Baal Shem, I'm not the Gra, I'm not the Chavetz Chaim, I'm not Rav Moshe, but in my life, in my effort to cross over to the other side of the luchais, in my experience of mati v'lay mati, I understand derech gever ba'alma, it's a pella, that derech gever ba'alma, that the way the Baruch Shalom runs the world is that me'achashuvim, from the gever, from that most chashuv, all the way down to the alma, to the smallest little person. Shamak yodim shaharotzen mi'briya soilim, that the Baruch Shalom's will in creating this world from higher generations to lower generations, from reishechem shivteichem all the way down to chayte veitzecha and shayv me'mecha, gam b'madrega ktana, k'moy b'madrega elyon, Hashem's will is being done. And Hashem's nachas is there. Kil inyan la'avrucha, why does it say la'avrucha? Moira, crossing over, Moira al haschalas sherish harotzen b'briyas olam. Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to see it there next week. We should all be well to learn from Reb Geshen Hanach on this inyan of la'avrucha with the shayfer, what that means. La'avrucha, he says, kil inyan la'avrucha moira al haschalas sherish harotzen b'briyas olam. Kinyan be'eva hanahar. There's a very deep teaching in the Zohar Kodesh, which we're going to learn more about next week. Be'ez Hashem. That Hashem's bach, we know it's Hashem took Avraham Avinu me'eva hanahar, right? From the other side of the river. Now, the word nahar, the river, nahirin means light. The other side of the river means that the shirish of Am Yisrael comes from the other side, from Hashem's side. From a side that's way beyond anything of this world. Like Avraham is called Avram Ha'ivri, Me'eva, Me'eva. There's a river that divides all worlds,
Am Yisrael and Hashem come from one side of the river, and the rest of the world is from the other side of the river. We'll see more about that. So when it says La'avrucha b'vris Hashem, so this little yid is thinking, who am I? This little shayev memecha, this little chayte reitzecha, or yiftach b'dara is thinking, what's the tachlis? How am I fulfilling God's will in creation? Before me there was a Shmuel Anavi. So what am I? I'm a leader. I'm fulfilling God's will in creation. So therefore it says La'avrucha. La'avrucha means that every single Jew has a place in that world that's called Be'eva HaNahar, the other side of the river. Hamavur, Bezar HaKadosh, that's explained, it's on the other side of the page, the other side of the river. Hamavur Bezar HaKadosh, V'hainu. Sha'ach HaGmar Tachlis Abirurim, Shal'odem Meir Hashem Yisborach. Every person has to go through all different nisyonos, all different tests, all different milchamas. Everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu is being mevarer us. That's the lashon that we're going to see a lot in these tirus from Ishbet Svetzin. That the birurim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is clarifying, refining, distilling, purifying, bringing each and every one of us to all of the eventualities of our lives. Everything that we go through is to be mevarer what we have to do in this world, what's going to be with us, all of our challenges, why this person was in this, came to this family, why this person was given this level of intellect, why this one was given this and that, every single thing, it's all to be mevara. So when Kadosh Baruch Hu, she'acha gemar tachlis abirurim shel adam meir Hashem Yisborach la'adam hasherish mehiskashus Yisrael bereishis haratzon, the Kadosh Baruch Hu then makes it clear that you too, the little shoyev hamayim, the chaytev ha'etzim, the na'ara, the alma, that you too, you should know that you come from the other side of the river, from the racious, from that place of the racious, of my will, of my plan in creating all worlds, you're also in that plan. But you were planned, I planned for you to be in a later generation. We were planned to be by Ikfis of the Mashiach. There's a Nikra Bris, that's called a Bris. That Bris, that covenant, that is kashrus, where it will become clear to you and I one day in the future, it will become clear to each and every one of us that there is a bris, and the bris is l'avrucha b'ris Hashem Elokecha, that the bris, that you and I have a place that was written by Ma'ase Bereishis, when we had to come, why that time, what you and I had to accomplish, what the Rebbeinu Shel Kivyachol needed us to do in this world, each one according to our koiches, each one when he was sent into the world on his mission and was put through all of the milchamas, all the biruin, all the nisyonos. And he lived a life of mati v'loy mati, of being touched by Hashem sometimes, feeling that, and suddenly tasting a little bit that he has also a piece of that of that tachlis of bracious, and he feels a little bit, that he remembers a little bit that he comes from a place that's called me'ever hanahar, ever hanahar, and then loy mati, and then it's horrible darkness, and has to upon him, and the siyonis, and the filas, and all kinds of mechsholim, and disgusting things, and to try to bring himself back. That's the bris. Because the bris means that the covenant, the attachment is something which transcends any decision, anything in this world. It's higher than any of that. V'az yizker ha'adam. And then man will be able to remember, the person will be able to remember, shekol ha'briya ha'ya b'ratzon Hashem. That everything was the ratzon Hashem. There wasn't a mistake. His life is not some sort of a distortion of creation. It's not some perversion. It's not some great divine error that was made, chalila, or that his life, he ruined everything, he messed everything up. It will be clear to him that even those difficulties that he went through, and even his failures, all of that was part of the bris of what he had to be mevara in his life and had to go through to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'az yizkor adam shekol ha'briya ha'ya b'ratzon Hashem ve'ein shum hechrechius rak ratzon. Everything is Ratzon. Everything is Hashem's will. Hashem's will. U'me'ach yishakol ha'briya ha'ya b'ratzon Hashem. Since all of creation is b'ratzon Hashem, everything was and is b'ratzon Hashem. V'yistakal Hashem yisborach b'kol seidu ha'briya. And at the very beginning, before there was anything, Hashem gazed upon the whole order of creation. Mireishechem, shifteichem, all the way to from the highest to the lowest, from Moshe Rabbeinu to the lowest. B'stach L'Hashem Zabachol Seder Abriya, Kol Ma Sheyuchel Estayv, and Hashem gazed upon all that would come forth, all that could come out of creation. How far creation would go from that way that it looked at the beginning, where the Or Hashem was clear. How far it would go from the Anochi Hashem Lekecha all the way down to the Leisachmai. How far, how much hest upon him, how much of a ha'alama there would be. The word Alma, the young girl, is a lashon of ha'alama, of concealment, of that which is hidden, which is the word Olam, this world. Ad ikvesid Mashiach. When Hashem set things up, it was from Bereishis, from that Nekuda Bereishis, all the way, till Ikvesid the Mashiach, till now. Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Ayin He. Sh'oz Yiskate Hadas Ma'oid. The time will come, which we're in now, where our das will be very, very tiny. Choytev Eitzach HaShoyiv Memech HaMamish. Very tiny. K'moy b'dor Eseinu, as in our generations. V'im kein, k'shahayir rotz na Hashem esboch b'briyas ha'olam, when Hashem revealed His desire to create all the worlds. V'im kein nimtza ha'rotz na zeh gam b'ketani hadas, Hashem's rotz included us, the ketani hadas, like with all of our stupidities and narishkeit and all of our taivis and all of our insanities and all of our shortcomings and failures and all of whatever could be. That was part of the das of that rotzen of creation. And not only that, derech gever ba'alma is ein shum hefresh klal. The emes is, even though you'll say qualitatively, but emes in Hashem's eyes, ein shum hefresh klal. Yiftach b'darek yishmul b'darek. That's the rotzen Hashem, to align the generations in such a way. In a way of mati v'leimati, anochi, the high generation, this, that, everything was set up. Vein shum hefresh klal ki ritzonei zeh kvoidei, because this rotzen of Hashem is His covet. V'arotzen hoye gam b'madreika ketana, and Hashem's rotzen, Hashem's will and desire was that there will come a time where there will be very, very, very terribly low madregas. That was Hashem's will. U'mimela ikar harotzen nimtzei b'madreika ketana. Now the Rebbe of Gershon Henochel says, Ikar HaRotzen is Nimtzei B'Madreigah Ketana. The Ikar HaRotzen is not by Noich Hashem Elokecha, is not by the highest generation, it's not by Reshechem Shifteichem. The Ikar HaRotzen, the Rebbe says, is Nimtzei B'Madreigah Ketana. That even the tiniest little water carrier gives a krechs and says an ashrei and davens a mincha. He puts his buckets down for a minute and he remembers there's a bari olam. He says, Ika Herodz Nimtze B'Madrega Ketana. The Ika Herodzin is our generation, is the Madrega Ketana. Ki Mishom Nisroa B'Yoyse Gadlus HaShemesboch. Because Davkir, by the lowest generation, there's a higher, a greater Gilui of HaShemesboch, that even in such hest upon him, even living through such a matzav of Loi Mati, of not being touched by Noich HaShem Lekecha, in that horrible place, a person is still able to remember that there's a place on the other side of the river. That he comes from the other place of the other side of the river. That there's a bari olam. There's something doing. That it's not just he's not just a piece of bus of Adam. That he has something inside of him. That there's cooking inside of him. That in such a Shlomo HaMelech says, it's a wonder to me. Shlomo HaMelech doesn't understand derech gever ba'alma. Doesn't understand. Kimishom this rabbi Yoisa Godless Hashem's Bokidisa, Godl Hayisi, Achaloi Barosa, Godl Hayisa, Achaloi Barosa Hoylam, Umishabros and Nisgadalta. Chazal say Hashem was great before he created the world, but after he created the world, it's Nisgadalta, it's even greater. Kizois Nosn Rishus Lodom Lahaki, because when it's Rotsen Hibria, Shrotsen Hashem's Bok, who chofets Lahative Libriosa, that there's a human being. And a human being is able to come to this, to recognize, to be able to come to this awareness that there's a Bari Olam who wants that he should be able to earn, to be able to struggle, to find the other side of the river when his mom is sinking in the schmutz of this side of the river. Therefore, when there's a Jew at the end of time who still remembers and who still believes
that there's a God who loves him, and that the rotzen of that God is lehetiv, is that it's for his good, and that he's going through all of this for what? For his own good? And he believes that, even though he doesn't get it, but he believes that? B'midos ha'ktana, zeg gadlus Hashem is baruch yoyseh. Zeg gadlus Hashem is baruch yoyseh. That reveals the gadlus of Hashem, yoyseh. More than Roshechem Shiftechem, more than the earlier generations, more than the highest. Ze gadlus Hashem Yisbaruch Yoyser, Hashem Yisbaruch Yulchol LaHashpil Es Atzmoi, that Hashem Yisbaruch is able to lower himself. Lilavush Katan Kezer, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who's so big, is able to make his way to somebody who's so small. That such a big Rebbe Yisrael is able to be in such a little Shoev HaMayim, in such a little Chayt of Eitzim, like people like us, that we still put on film and still say Krishna, even though we don't know what we're doing or why we're doing it, and we're half asleep, we don't know what's going on, but there's still in us this inyan not to let go. There's still a sense that there's something bigger, there's something beyond the river. K'day lahetiv gam sham, because the Rebbe Yisrael wants to be made to do good, and to be megala the tachlis of the bria, even in this tiny, tiny little person, so much craziness and so many levushim. Adrabe, uchadisav gemara, the Gemara says in Megillah, kol mokim shatem moitzei gdolos, shakash baruch shom atem moitzei in visinusa. I'm sure you know that, Chazal. Wherever you see Hashem's greatness, there you find his humility. That Hakash Baruch Hu is magbil Hashemis, mashpili lirois b'shamayim avar, mashpili mikimi me'ofer dal me'ashpes yorim evyoin. That the Baruch Shalom cares that there should be a Rosh Hashanah, there should be a Yom HaDin, that there should be a Yom Kippur, that the Baruch Shalom is Oisik with people like us, that he has an Inyan with us. For a kid, it's bigger, the Inyan that he has this Yom Kippur than any Yom Kippur there ever was in the history of the universe. This Yom Kippur is bigger than any Yom Kippur there was. That a Jew still stands and says, Chatanu Ashal, Chatasi Avisi Pashat, Al Chait, and I want to be better. such a hisgalus of mashpili, or Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mashpil himself. Humility. Hashem Baruch Shenikra Godel. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu is beetsam Godel, not compared to somebody else. Hashem is Godel. Simtzem is Ritzayne Bilavush Katan Ma'ay. He's mitzamtzem his rotzen of creation in such a little levush of this alma of this little Jew. By Ikvis of the Mashiach at the end of time. V'sham nikim ma'oid, gadlus Hashem es boch, k'dis medrash, mi gadol, ha-ganav or ha-nignav? Who's bigger? The ganav or the nignav? The one who stole, or the one from whom it was stolen? Have you ever ha-nignav, gadol? Shiroi yishagoyin v'mi men of v'shoyisei. Shaloshin. That he sees that there's something that was taken from him, and he doesn't turn the person, he's shoyisei. The Baruch Shalom has such a thing that he holds back his light. He knows everything. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu is what? The Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Yesh Lo Koach LaHalim Alahastir Es Oyer HaYoker, his precious light, B'Levushim Ketanim Ma'oid, in tiny little Levushim of the Jews of the end of time, of this generation. Hashem Be'etzem is Godel, and Afa Pichein, he cares about. There being his galus of Kvod Shemaim, even in this time of Choyte Veitzecha and Shoyv Memecha. Chodisa Begemar, Mi Kamoicha Be'elim, Mi Kamoicha Be'ilmim. Like on the Pasuk, Mi Kamoicha Be'elim Hashem. Who is like you among the gods? So Chazal say, Mi Kamoicha Be'ilmim. Who makes himself as silent as you? What a koyach that Hashem has, that he makes himself so hidden and so silent, that he gives us the ability to, in our lives, to find him, to choose him, to look for him. And therefore he holds himself back. He conceals the light of Anochi, and he makes himself kilu, he doesn't exist, that we don't see him. Hainu sheyesh koach, la Hashem Yisbaruch lahalim atzmai kol kach, that the Baruch Shalom has such a koach, lahalim atzmai kol kach. Ad sheyeh nimtza koiche sheyomu mashakai ki navdanu, ad kidei kach, that there are many, many, many things, there are many in the room, there are many, many people that are in the world who say, who is God? Mashakaki, there is no God. Why should we serve God? Why should we serve God? Like in Rabbi Nachman's story with the Chacham in the Tam, where the Chacham was asking people in the city, did you ever see the king? Did you ever see the king? No, I never saw the king. So the Chacham said, I guess there's no king. And there are many, many people in this world that came to the conclusion, based upon what they see, which is Hester, Choshech has to Helen. They said there is no king. Akidekach is the Koach of Hashem to be master, to be malim his light, of Anoich Hashem Lekecha, so that Am Yisrael comes Me'eva Anoich, should be Megala Kvoid HaMelech, the covenant of the Malchus, to say HaMelech in this Ikvus of the Mashiach at the end of time, to be able to sort out and to find the Kodesh from all the things in our lives, and to be able to find the Bari Olam in the time that we're in right now. That Hashem reveals that it was Him all along that was covered with all of these coverings, with all of these lavushim. And each and every one of us will come to understand this, and we'll see this clearly after we go through all of the birurim, all of this avodah that we have in our lives, that what's going to happen at the end when we leave this world. It should be in our lives with Mashiach Sekeinu. That what? Oz Marula Hashem Hezbach, and Hashem Hezbach will show each and every one of us. Hashem is going to show each and every one of us. Kol HaSeder, the entire Seder, Me'aschalas Hislabshus HaRotzen, how we were part of that Haschalas Hislabshus HaRotzen HaElyon, from the highest, from the racious of all racious, from Anochi Hashem Lekecha, Ad Levush HaAchman, to the lowest and darkest Levush of the time they were living in. Hashem's going to show each and every one of us how He had a cheshbon with us, that our avodas Hashem, our tefillin with the yawning, and our struggling with mitzvahs and not to do averus, our trying to become better, all of that was reaching the highest nekuda of elokus, the ratzon ha'elyon of creation, zemora, and that is what is being taught in the words la'avracha b'ris Hashem. La'avracha means that the bris is a bris that is a bris that is eternal, that can never, ever, ever, not only can it never stop, but the bris is a bris that takes each and every one of us eventually back to the other side. And Hashem Yisbarach takes each one of us at the end. After all of the years of being on the second side of Luchos, the Baruch Shalom invites each of us to the first side of Luchos and says, I want to show you where your name is written over here, in my name, in Anochi Hashem Lekecha, that your life is here, with your inyanim, with all your craziness. Here is where you are rooted. This is where you come from. You say, me? I'm from the... You're in this place. With what? With my davening? I was poil. You're in this place. La'avricha b'vris Hashem Lekecha v'lo'asek. That's the inyan of a Jew in this world. You wanted to... Oops. No?
Yeah, I
think you... That means you're doing better than me. You're just trying.
I
just trying.
But
no, okay, so think about it more, because next week we're going to be working more on the Indian of Eva Hanar, with the blowing of the shofar. The whole mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is connected to this sugya. It's a gevaldig yeschazkes. The atmi tzavim hayam kulchem lifnei Hashem lekechem. That atmi tzavim hayam kulchem lifnei Hashem lekechem. That why is it you and I that the reason that we're Messiahish, the reason that we're Messiahish is because at some point in our lives we began to be convinced that what you and I do is just not consequential. It just doesn't make a difference. What's the nafkimina if I do this or I don't do that? What's the nafkimina whether I understand this Gemara, I don't understand the Gemara? What's the nafkimina? And when a person becomes detached from the other side of the luchos, when there is that separation, and he doesn't have that mati, and he feels that it's just everything is loy mati, then from there, from loy mati, he comes to a feeling of nothing matters. It just doesn't matter anymore. What the Rebbe is saying is that fakir, the generation of shoy memecha, of choyte v'tzach datzah, shoy memecha, that even without das, we still refuse to let go. We're still holding on with all of our strength, even though we don't understand the thing. The Klausenberger Schussi only said a merdike inyan on the shofar. There's no time to go through the whole inyan right now. But he said the inyan of a shofar is that when someone talks to you, understand what he's saying. If someone has something to say to you, say, tell me what you have on your mind. Right? Tell me what you're upset with me. Explain to me why you're upset with me. Right? Everybody feels that they deserve. Someone has a taina. If you have a taina, tell me what your taina is. Explain to me what your taina is. But imagine you say to somebody, you see someone's upset with you. So you say, what is it that's upset? What did I do? And the guy goes like this. Well, I asked you, tell me what's the problem. Explain to me what the problem is. So Kolzmerger said, it's a big Torah, and I'm just saying a tiny piece of it. And Rosh Hashanah, I'll explain it, Rosh Hashanah. But a tiny piece of it is that Kolzmerger says, Baruch Shalom, look, we just went through a lot of stuff. We don't understand what you're talking about. That's what he said. We don't understand what you're talking about. We just don't get it. The language is like when someone is, you're just making sounds, and we don't understand what you're talking about. We tried to do the right thing, and then, I don't know, there was a Holocaust. We believe you, we trust you, and we have Amunah. And he says, Fakir, even though the only thing we get from you, Kosmik says, are these sounds that are indiscernible. We don't understand. You're not talking to us in a way that we could understand. Nevertheless, we continue to serve you. With everything that happened to us, we're not letting go of you. As he says. And that's why when the Baruch Shalom sees such a thing, says, when we blow the shofar, Hashem gets up from the Kisei Adin and goes to the Kisei Rach. There should be din? What kind of din? We don't understand it. It's been a long time since we saw any Nisim. We didn't see but the stuff that's in Tanakh, we never saw any of these things. When did we see these things? It didn't happen all of a sudden that it didn't happen in Auschwitz. All of a sudden there was Hezgalas of Kvod Hashem, and then everything fell down, and all the Nazis dropped dead, and the gas chambers fell apart. It didn't happen. The gas chambers worked. The Klausberger says they worked. It didn't happen. So we don't understand you. He says, same Lorino says and tell him, we haven't seen signs of you. We don't see it. So what do we get from you? We don't know what that means. Noises. You said it says that there's a baskel that comes out from Shemayim. Right? Chazal says a baskel comes out every day and says, Shuva banim shavavim, return to me my mischievous children. So the Klausberger says, I never heard such a thing. Shuva banim, I don't know, I never heard that. Now he knows what the Baal Shem Tov said, that it means in your heart, but the Rebbe didn't talk about it. He just said, you said, it's a Chazal said that there's a baskel that comes out from Shemaim every day, and it calls to each and every one of us, each and every one of us, that you're calling out to us, and you say, I want you to come back to me. The Klausberger said, I never heard such a thing. It's like, you can make a fancy drasha about what it means, but I'm telling you, the Klausberger said, I'm telling you, I never heard that. I never heard anybody come down and tell me, Shuva banim shavavim. So what do you want from your people? That's what he's talking. What do you want from us? What do you want from us? We don't get it. We don't get it. There are sounds that are coming to us we don't understand. And we still go on. This inyan is a murdik limitzchus on Klal Yisrael. To bring Hashem from the Kisei Adin to the Kisei Rachman, that he's mismali b'rachman, that he's filled with rachman for each and every one of us. That he's filled with rachman. That we're trying, we're on the other side, mamsh, on the other side, and we're still trying to have a shaykhus to the other eva. It's a big inyan, it's a big avaida. Shemesh Baruch should help us that we should each and every one of us should be zeichet to come back to the first side of the luchas and to be able to get that shiur from Hashem. That Hashem will explain to each and every one of us what this inyan was and how much nachas ruach we gave him. That Hashem will be zeichet to hear the The Tkiya Gedolah of Mashiach Zakeh, but that will understand, Mr. Shem, it should be so.